All right, time for Boots and Salutes this morning. We started off, as we always do, with the Internet News Poll question. Have you ever had a surgery in Saskatchewan outside of a hospital setting? 64% say no, and 28% say yes. And speaking of hospital settings, Ken from Hanley is in the hospital right now, wants to salute all the nurses and doctors and everyone else for the great job they're doing. And they are being very grateful, or very great to him, and he is very grateful for them. So, shout out to you, Ken, and hopefully you feel better soon, buddy. Hi there, Boots and Salutes. You can start us off.
Good morning. I'd like to give a great big salute to the Saskatoon Blades and wish them good luck on their upcoming road trip. And also a great big salute to Gavin McKenna. You're going to look good in Calgary Flames Red. Thank you.
Hey there, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute the PA Raiders, of course, and my beautiful Prime Minister. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Oh, it's Ben, but I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good. You know what? I'd like to salute myself for watching those 1992-93 Toronto Blue Jays on my DVD last night. And let me tell you, Springer the Dinger is going to bring her home, and the announcer's going to say, "Touch them all, Springer the Dinger. You'll never hit a bigger home run in your life," just as Joe did back in 1993, because I remember when I was 9 and 10 at that time, because my granny and I were watching the Blue Jays game the other night, and I'd like to salute her for watching it with me. And they're going to go all the way this year. They're going to shut down those L.A. Dodgers big time, because too long the American teams have won the World Series. It's time we got it back, and we're going to do it. All the way, Blue Jays. Go, Jays, go.
Go, Jays, go. Boots and Salutes.
Good morning, and how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Hey, Ben, I have a question here, and I hope that somebody can answer it for me. These residential kids that were taken, would have they survived or got an education if they were not taken? I know it's terrible. And did they ever check?
Hi, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning, Ben. I've got a huge boot this morning for Carl Beck and the NDP. You know, she's out again whining about these tariffs. Someone in that NDP caucus of hers really has to tell her it's not up to Mo to get these tariffs taken off. It's up to Carney and the Liberals. And that's the same party that her and Singh kept in power for 3 years, and we ended up with these because of the EV tariffs. You know, every time she comes in front of the camera with her and the mean girl, she just ends up making an absolute idiot of herself. Carney was told a week ago, if she removes the EV tariffs, they'll remove the tariffs on canola. So if she wants to put something to anyone, tell her to talk to Carney about it.
306-938-0600, toll free, 1-800-667-3727. The NDP says more than 450 frontline healthcare workers, including senior directors, have signed a letter demanding urgent action at Saskatoon's Royal University Hospital. The Saskatchewan Union of Nurses says it's been 18 months since they submitted proposals to ease the pressure, but little has changed. So do you think they're trying to do something about that, or are they just being ignored? Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Yeah, I'd like to congratulate the Blue Jays for that big win they had the other night. But, you know, their manager needs to grow up. He don't go on national TV and swear the way he does. I mean, that's a family show. That he did that when they beat the Yankees also. Like, the language that guy uses. He needs to be set down and taught some manners and some whatever. Yeah, he's not right.
Yeah, don't want to do that on a live show for sure. Thanks for the call. Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I wasn't going to call today, but I got to boot one of your callers. He brings the same story back every day and every day about the Blue Jays and whatever from 92 and 93. It's time you cut him off already. Thank you.
Prime Minister Mark Carney's government getting ready to drop its first budget on November the 4th. Economists think the deficit could be even larger than expected. And it's predicting to be $74.5 billion, citing higher defense and infrastructure spending, summer tax cuts, and, of course, U.S. tariffs as well. Do you think our spending in this country is out of control? Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute my football fantasy manager, Tom, and salute
brother Tom for beating CK, but also boot Tom because I got to beat you this week.
There you go. Good luck to you, man. Hey, boots and salutes.
Good morning, Ben. I want to salute any parent or any family out there that is involved in sports, and I want to boot the guy that called in yesterday and said that we shouldn't have a sports day. Sports across Canada is one of the things that keeps the families going, and it is so important because it keeps the kids off their phones and off the streets. And I really encourage everyone, too, to support the hospitals. Our healthcare really needs a lot of help, and there are so many people on waiting lists for surgeries and everything. We need to do everything we can to support the doctors and the nurses so that people are getting the healthcare that they need. And I have to say, it's so refreshing that a certain individual that calls in every day and complaining about Carney, it's so nice that he's on holiday. So it's a holiday for us too. So have a great day, Ben, and we'll talk to you soon.
You as well. Thank you. Oh. Boots and salutes.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to salute the Chilliac family for looking after a family that got burnt out of Denar Beach. Thank you very much.
Hi, boots and salutes.
Good morning, Ben. You asked the question, do I think the spending is out of control, way too high, these budgets? Exactly, that's true. Now, Carney's coming out tonight to, trying to sell his new budget come November 4th. And I tell you, you people better pay attention, because if you think it's hard now, you wait till later when the NDP backs them and they keep him in power.
Hey, boots and salutes.
Good morning, Dan. I'd like to say one thing here. Everybody complains about our healthcare system, but before you brought all those people to Canada, we should have built hospitals and got ready for that. Like, somebody wasn't planning ahead. The housing, all that needs to be planned ahead, not after the fact. Thank you. Have a good day.
Boots and salutes.
Well, yes, I'd like to Avenue K North on Bedford. They should fix that pavement. That paving is not very good at all.
Boots and salutes.
Good morning. A huge boot to this SHA AIMS program. What a disaster.
Hey,
morning,
boots and
Dad.
Salutes.
I'd like to say one thing here. Anybody complains about a healthcare
Hello?
System?
Turn your radio down.
Yeah, the last caller, that lady.
Hilltoss versus the Thunder. It is championship weekend down in Regina as the Hilltops taking on the Regina Thunder for the PFC title and a shot at hosting the Canadian Cup, the Canadian Bowl. Coach Tom Sargent says the team embracing the underdog role, and Sunday is going to be kickoff 1 o'clock down at Mosaic Stadium in Regina. Good luck to our Saskatoon Hilltops. Boots and salutes, you can be the last caller.
Quit cutting people off.
Well, if people are swearing or being racist, they're going to get cut off. And that is going to do it for Boots and Salutes today, brought to you by our friends at Northern Factory Workwear. We're going to come back after 8 o'clock. What are some things we could celebrate today? Well, there's some food on that list and some other great things that might alter your day a little bit. Sarah and I are going to have some fun in a moment on CJWW.